This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, last week we spoke about the importance of the second pillar of Islam, as-salah. Its importance, its significance, and some of its benefits. However, many among us who consider themselves to be regular at their salah, praying their five daily salawat on time, many, they lack an integral part of the salah. The very spirit of the salah, the very heart of salah. And because of that, they find that they don't achieve that benefit of the salah. And that essence, that spirit, that heart of salah is none other than al-khushu'. Al-khushu' is to humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to free your heart of everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're standing before Him. To feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. To focus on your salah. To concentrate, not to become distracted. To know what you're doing in your salah, to know what you're saying. All of this is the essence of salah. And so it exists in the heart, but then it appears outwardly as well. And so this khushu' is something that is difficult for almost every single one of us. But we vary. We vary in the degree of a lack of khushu' in our salah. For some, when we enter the salah, until we leave the salah, we haven't paid attention to anything. We have zero khushu' in our salah. But for others, it's on and off. It's in between. And no one is safe from a lack of khushu' in our salah. But we vary in degrees. And that's why Umar radiallahu anh, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh, being who he was, even he says, that in my salah, I would be preparing an entire army. In another narration it says that Umar radiallahu anhu, he would say that in my salah, I would be calculating the jizya that is coming from Bahrain. And so no one is safe from having a completely perfect salah with complete, perfect khushu', but we vary in degrees. And so some of us don't care, and we continue being heedless and continue with our thoughts. But others, we try to struggle and we fight those thoughts and we try our best to concentrate. And the Prophet ﷺ explaining the various degrees of people in their salah, he ﷺ says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَنْصَرِفُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ وَمَا كُتِبَ لَهُ إِلَّا عُشْرُهَا وَتِسْعُهَا وَثُمُنُهَا وَسُبْعُهَا وَسُدُسُهَا وَخُمُسُهَا وَرُبْعُهَا وَثُلُثُهَا وَنِصْفُهَا. He says some people, they would observe their salah, but in terms of the ajr that they get from it, some only get a tenth of it. Others only a ninth. Others only an eighth. Others only a seventh. Others only a sixth. Others only a fifth, a fourth, a third, and some only a half of the ajr of salah. And so praying is one thing. Praying your five daily salawat, making sure you don't miss any of them, making sure that you pray on time, that's one thing that saves you from the punishment of those who will be punished due to their abandoning of salah. But the reward gained from each salah, that is not something that everyone achieves. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, explaining this point, he says that salah without khushu' and mental presence is like a body without a soul. Isn't it shameful for a person to gift another human being like himself a dead slave? In the past, a slave was a very precious commodity. And if you wanted to gift a king or someone special with something, you would gift them with a slave. How does it feel to gift someone a dead slave? And so that is how your salah is without khushu'. You're gifting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something dead. Ibn Qayyim says in another place, every person must stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice. Each and every single one of us must stand before Allah twice. The first, if he stands in his salah, when he stands before him in this dunya, and the second, when he stands before Allah on the day of judgment. He says, whoever stands before Allah in this dunya, in his salah, the way he should, then the second standing on the day of judgment will be easy for him. But if he doesn't stand in this dunya, in his salah, the way he should, then the second standing, the standing on the day of judgment, will be made difficult for him. Why? Because as the Prophet ﷺ told us, the very first thing that we will be brought to account on the day of judgment before Allah is none other than our salah. Whoever perfected it, then everything that comes after will be made easy for him. But whoever was heedless and neglectful of his salah, then the rest of the questioning by Allah will be made difficult for him to answer. And so why is it that many of us, we lack in our khushu'? The reason is very simple. Because of a lack of iman and a lack of yaqeen. A lack of iman and a lack of yaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the people of iman with several different characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful indeed are the people of iman, the believers, the mu'minun. Who are they? And then Allah lists several characteristics of who they are, starting with الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who in their salah, they have khushu'. And so this shows us that those who don't have khushu' in their salah, they're lacking in their iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. That salah is burdensome, it's difficult. For who? For everyone except those who have khushu'. Who are those who have khushu'? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Who are the people of khushu'? They are those who know with certainty, with yaqeen, that they will meet Allah, meaning on the Day of Judgment. And so a lack of iman and a lack of yaqeen is why we lack in our khushu'. Because if you certainly, surely, with conviction from the bottom of your heart, knew who you are standing before, you wouldn't allow yourself to wander off in your salah. Which is why the Salaf were completely different to us in terms of their khushu' and their salah. We have so many stories of how they would stand in their salah. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu, they say that he would be standing as if he was a tree standing in the forest, not moving. When he would go down into sujood, the birds would come onto his back, thinking that he was a wall that they're standing on. One of the Salaf, Muslim ibn Yasar, he was praying in the masjid, and an entire side of the masjid fell. The people in the market, they rushed in commotion, what has happened? While they found him still in his salah, unchanged in his condition. And we even find examples of this today. There was this clip that was circulating on social media of a man who was praying with his son, who may have been 8 years old, next to him on the sidewalk. And suddenly, a canine dog came barking at them. Stood right next to them, barking at them. The son, he was frightened and wanting to get up. And the father was holding him down. He held him down. He continued his salah. He was in his final tashahud. The dog was barking, but he was continuing in his salah. When finally, the dog calmed down and sat down next to them, and finally laid down. What does it show us? It showed us the yaqeen of this man, this father. It showed us his iman and his yaqeen in the one who he was standing before. If that was one of us, what would we do? We would run off. Why? Because of a lack of our iman. He knew that the one who he was standing before was the same one who had control of this dog and who could bring it under control. That is the salah of the people of khushu'. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayat wa al-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, having khushu in our salah is an integral part of perfecting our salah. And so if we want to truly benefit from our salah, if we want to gain that benefit from it, which we spoke about last week, of how this salah, we are the ones who benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't benefit anything from our ibadah and our salah. The benefit is gained by us. And so if we truly want to gain that benefit from our salah, then we have to have khushu' in it. Why is it that most of us, we don't benefit from our salah? Not gaining that peace, that serenity, that tranquility in our lives. Not having this salah to prevent us from al-fahisha and sins. Not feeling that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason for it is because of our lack of khushu'. And so there are many things that we can do to help us to gain this khushu' in our salah. Among these things is first and foremost showing importance to this pillar of Islam. Showing importance to it, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show importance to it. And so when the adhan would be called and he would be among his family or among his companions, he would leave whatever he was doing and he would rush to the salah. Most of us, we don't care when the adhan goes. We say we'll pray later until the end time. Some of us, the end time comes and we find ourselves, we pray after the time has already finished. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by realizing the reality of who we're standing before. We're not standing before anyone. We're not standing before any created being. We're not standing before any notable person in this world. Not before a president, not before a king, but rather before the King of all kings, the creator of the universe. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he once saw his slave, Nafi'. He took off his turban and he was praying. And so he said to him, Ya Nafi', how would you stand if you were to stand before the Sultan, the Khalifa? He said, I would put on my best clothes. I would wrap my turban nicely and then stand in his presence. And so Ibn Umar said to him that you should stand in an even better manner when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the things that will help us to gain our khushu' in our salah is by making sure that nothing in our surroundings will distract us. Many times we pray in a place where things are distracting us, either objects or designs or noise. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, he prayed in a garment that had a design on it. And so after his salah, he took it off and he threw it away. He said, Alhatni anis salah. It distracted me from my salah. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is to pray as if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you. And that is the very definition of al-ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. To worship Allah as if you can see Him. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To pray to Allah as if you can see Him. But then realize that although you cannot see Him, then surely He is watching you. He is seeing you. Your every movement, your every statement that you say in your salah, to the point where your every thought in your heart is heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by focusing on the meanings of what we are saying. From the moment we say Allahu Akbar, ponder over that. What are you saying? You're saying Allah is the greatest. What does that mean? It means that Allah is far greater than everything else in this dunya. And so if thoughts come to your mind, remind yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater than my worries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater than these thoughts. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by focusing on the meanings. When we say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, what does it mean? We are seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan. Among the things that shaitan does is that he comes to us in our salah. And so think, you are asking Allah to protect you from the whisperings of shaitan. When you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, ponder over the fact that you are conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single statement that you make in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah responds to you, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us. When you go down into ruku', imagine the greatness of Allah, the one you are bowing before. When you get up and say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allah hears the one who praises Him. Remember, Allah is hearing your every word. When you go down into sujood, ponder over the fact that you are lowering yourself, and you have not lowered yourself to such a low state except because of the greatness of the one who you are lowering yourself before. The only way we can achieve that is if we ponder over the meanings. Even if we don't understand the Arabic language, read the meanings, memorize them, so that they are present in our minds when we pray. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by not rushing through it, not rushing through our salah, which unfortunately many of us do, especially our young ones. And so we should move through the steps of our salah in a gradual manner. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked his companions, what do you consider to be theft? And so they said, for someone to steal from his brother. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, that is not the meaning of theft, but rather the meaning of theft is to steal from your salah. They asked him, how can a person steal from his salah? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يتم ركوعها ولا سجودها ولا خشوعها. He does not perfect his ruku', nor his sujood, nor his khushu'. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan every single time that shaitan comes and whispers to us, distracting us. Among the things that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is to pray as if we will never pray ever again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّي صَلَاتَ مُوَدَّعٍ. He said to one of his companions, when you stand up to pray before Allah, pray the prayer of the one who is bidding farewell from this dunya. How would you observe your salah? How would you observe your salah if you knew that right after you say your salam and complete your salah, the angel of death is waiting to take away your soul? And so this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to pray as if we will never pray again. It is among the greatest means that will help us to perfect our salah. If this is the state in which we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and depart from this dunya. Among the ways that we can help ourselves to perfect our salah and to gain khushu' in it is by developing the habit of saying our adhkar after salah and praying the sunan ar-rawatib. All of these things, they help us to perfect the shortcomings that we had in our salah. And finally, among the greatest means that will help us to gain khushu' in our salah is by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His help. There is nothing possible in this dunya, whether it be our goals in the dunya or what we seek to achieve in our ibadah, except through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why one of the du'as, one of the adhkar that we say right after salah is what? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, help me. Help me to be grateful to you. Help me to remember you. And help me to perfect my ibadah of you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who have khushu' in our salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to have khushu' in our salah to such an extent that our salah will be the delight of our eyes, to such an extent that after we finish our salah, we will be longing to pray our next salah. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'wat. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم ادفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.